Otto Ledbetter. He covers our Atlanta Falcons and has for a very long time. He's covered the National Football League. He writes for the AJC and AJC.com. D-Led, Saturday when this news broke of the hiring of Jeff Ulbrich, take us back a little bit. And, again, we know he was here under Dan Quinn. But let's talk about, you know, the other candidates potentially. Was this the guy they wanted from the jump and they just, you know, went ahead and made the move? Tell us what you know about this hiring to bring back Jeff Ulbrich to the staff.
Yeah, on it broke Saturday. You know, last week when we were writing about it in the blog and we called it the Jeff Ulbrich Invitational, he was a clear front runner from the beginning. You know, close friends of the coach, worked with him for 5 years here during the Dan Quinn era. It's just a matter of if Sala was going to go turn down San Francisco, he still might get a head job. You know, maybe Ulbrich would go to San Francisco with Shanahan, but I think in the end it was either Shanahan and Raheem, and he elected to go with Raheem after the interview process.
Was it always going to be Ulbrich in your mind, T? Because we talked about a guy like a shock to the system, a Wink Martindale, or I don't believe Dennis Allen. Did Dennis Allen ever get interviewed? I'm just curious why we didn't maybe go outside the family.
Yeah, no, it was him all the way. I knew they had to go through a process because you have the, you know, Rooney rules and so forth. It was very, you know, I made some calls that week before, and I got you know, his name and some other names that would be good candidates. You know, Leslie Frazier, Marvin Lewis wants to keep coaching. People like that, Wink Martindale, you know, he wasn't going to be a candidate because, you know, they didn't know each other. There's usually a connection with the coach or the coaching staff. Nobody just, you know, they just don't do that in the NFL. So, you know, Steve Wilks was interesting. He had been interviewed here three times, 3 years in a row. So I thought, you know, he would be a good candidate. You know, so they sat down and talked to a lot of people, some young and up-and-coming guys, Grady Brown out of Pittsburgh, and then Derek Ansley out of Green Bay. You know, good for those guys to get their names out there. But, you know, it was Ulbrich all the way.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell as we talk about the Falcons hire. All right, so what's next, D.? Obviously, he's got to hire, you know, a D-line coach. He's got to get some other guys in place. And then what is do you think, at least from what we know right now, will be his objective as far as how he wants to go about running this defense, meaning the personnel?
Yeah, you know, when they took over when Quinn left, you know, Raheem and Jeff had to kind of try to, you know, restart that defense. And what they did right away was got real aggressive. And, you know, they didn't have nothing to lose at that point and tried to play some man-to-man coverage. So, and that worked. They went up and beat Minnesota, put A.J. on Justin Jefferson, and got after Kirk Cousins on that day. That's ideally. They played a good game against Kansas City and went a little different that year. Did a cover two, kept Tyreek under you know, underneath them, and didn't let them get beat by the big ball. So they showed a little bit of versatility that season. I'm thinking that's what the way they got to go here, you know, with game-specific plans to take away the opposition's weapons in a highly targeted manner. So that's what I'm expecting out of the Raheem Morris and Jeff Ulbrich reunion.
Yay. It's our man, D. Orlando Ledbetter for the AJC here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, man, X's and O's. Well, we know we're going back to our bend, don't break. And I know, D, the fans just love that bend, don't break. What are we going to do? Are we going to be able to find the dudes we need in the draft and with our free agency a little bit compromised by that Cousins contract?
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple ways. They got to do they got to renegotiate some deals, get some money. You know, get as much as they can so they can add one guy, maybe two. What they got to do is get lucky like Philly did with a lower-level free agent. You got to look at all levels. Zach Brown was not – nobody knew who he was to this year, and he blew up in Philly. Now he's all pro. He had only started 12 games in 4 years in New Orleans. So you got to find some players, you know, either on the back end of the market or the high end of the market. So start there, you know, and anybody you keep, you got to get better. And, you know, you got to try to maximize these picks. Maybe trade out of 15, get some more picks because you only have five and only two in the top 100. So, yeah, and you got to hit. They got to be able to play. We don't need the rookie sitting at this point. Right. So get some people that can play. You know, Jared Verse went on. He was the guy they missed. You know, they took the quarterback instead. So, you know, we don't want to relive that. But whoever the Jared Verse is in this draft, you better get him. And you better get two of them, two or three of them, and one of them better be a cornerback.
Well, what do you think his evaluation, I'm talking about Jeff Ulbrich, will be of the safety situation? Listen, Simmons and, you know, whether you think Judon is going to be here or not, which I don't, but what do you think how he looks at that with the secondary?
Yeah, he's got to look like he's got a hole. He's got a hole to fill. Justin... Justin's a pro. He did what he could, but you know you got to look. You need a little bit more from that spot. So he's got to go into this whole offseason with trying to fill that spot. Whether you draft somebody, trade for somebody, or sign five undrafted free agents, you got to find some players. You're gonna lean on the scouting department here. You need them to come up with some players. You know, right. And safety's a spot where you could definitely find somebody.
We did not get an exclusive interview with our general manager, D. I know you had a chance to talk to him a few days back. That's a great question. I mean, we're turning over people. We just got Jimmy Lake got. I know when Terry Fino came in, there were some older people, not old physically or age-wise, but people from the previous regime. He turned over a lot of the scouting department, didn't he?
He's got, you know, some people, yeah, Anthony Robinson's gone now. Tumba has moved up through the ranks. He's a trusted lieutenant now. He found some of the players during the Dan Quinn era scouting the Southeast. So they need to lean on him a little bit more. He brought Kyle Smith to, you know, be his right-hand man from Washington, helped to build, you know, those are some of his people over there, Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen at the front of that defense that we're going to see in the championship game on Sunday. So, I mean, he's got some people. They just need to do a little bit better than they've been doing in these last few drafts here. You know, you got to hit in the second and third round. And then you look at his picks in the second and third round. They, you know, we're talking Richie Grant, Troy Anderson, D'Angelo Malone, you know, guys that should be, you know, you want some impact players in those draft picks. Arnold Ebiketie's been, you know, hot and cold here. You know, and so they got to drill down in the second or third round and hit some home runs there.
No doubt. All right, D, as we talk about this team and where we are, I do want to get your thoughts on the playoffs as we watch the divisional round this weekend. And you know, following this league, right, I think one of the big conversations is the officiating. But what can the league do to negate some of the conversation that happened against, you know, with that Kansas City game and, you know, things that we're seeing happen? Because fans want to feel like, hey, we're watching things that are only up and up. And a lot of people around the country were so upset about the way the officiating went down this last weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. And they got it in place. You know, we've seen some of the reviews from New York, the rapper reviews, I think they're called. It's kind of a test thing. And they it's in place to be able to do that. They can correct those calls. You know, but they don't want to show up the officials on the field. I mean, everybody, you know, all the fix of my home thing, somebody just knock him on his butt one time. That'll stop that one. So he won't be slowing down no more. Just take the 115-yarder, and that'll be the end of that. That's the easy fix. But, yeah, I hate the replay, and I hate to slow the game down more, but, you know, clearly wrong stuff needs to be fixed so they can, you know, the fans can enjoy the integrity of the game that they, you know, want to enjoy and should enjoy, especially at the prices they're paying for these tickets.
Well, that's just it. And also, D, as Orlando Ledbetter joins us here on the Wade4.com hotline, the NFL has embraced gambling in the states where it's legal, and, of course, all the major gambling houses and companies are involved now. I mean, it's important to get this stuff right. The one thing, Carl, he's heard me bellyache about this. I guess if we ever get Rich McKay on the show, we can ask him about it. We brought instant replay into pass interference, and we saw it again this playoff weekend. It's a huge call. It changes the complexion of the game. It does in the college game, but we're talking about the pros here. D, they put it out there for 1 year as a makeup for the Rams-Saints screw-up, and then they took it away. That's the one thing I think of all the things you need to have reviewable, it's got to be pass interference.
Yeah, no doubt. And the coaches are coaching the holding because they can't call it on every play. You know, you see the D-backs grabbing the guys when they're turning their hips. You know, they're coaching it. So, you know, it starts there. They got to, you know, teach them better techniques that are within the rules. You know, that'll help everybody, you know, in the, you know, just play another game. But, yeah, the competition committee will be meeting here pretty soon down in Florida. Then they, you know, take recommendations from around the league like they do every year. But, you know, I think another thing is just, you know, they don't want to show up the officials. And they're, you know, that's, you know, they're giving them the job. And they do have the replay analysis to do it. But, I mean, do we want to watch that? Is that really what we want to see? Is every play reviewed and stopped and the game slowed down? You know, at some point, people will get tired of that. So let them play. Just make it, you know, call it the same. If you're going to call that, call it all the time. That's all the fans are wanting, I believe.
You like who, D, in the Super Bowl? Who do you like going? You like Chiefs, Eagles? Who do you like?
Yeah, in the over in the AFC, I think it's the Kansas City Invitational. Patrick, I think Mahomes and them have another level they haven't hit yet. And they'll need that against the Bills, who have played some flawless ball and getting there against the Ravens the other day. So you can't really dismiss them. But in the NFC, I think Coach Dan them got a shot, especially with Hurts' injury. That's a, that Washington team, that defense is leveled up, you know, with Lava from, you know, all the old Carolina Panthers that he picked up off the street, Jeremy Lin, Chen. And, you know, Deron, you got Dante Fowler balling a little bit. You know, he's got some of his old guys. So, yeah, they got a shot. You know, he's going to have them ready to play. And the kid is just amazing. So, if Hurts is mobile, is not mobile and can't move around, I'm thinking Coach Dan's going to pull upset and get to the Super Bowl. Coach Dan Quinn, former Falcons mentor. Yeah, so I'm thinking I'm prepared for a Washington, Kansas City Super Bowl.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. D, great stuff, man. We appreciate you stopping by. Thanks again for the info. Read him, AJC, AJC.com. D. Orlando Ledbetter. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thanks, Colin Mike. Thanks for having me.